there are some advantages to being deaf. For instance, if something puts a pot over your head and beats the metal with a wooden spoon, instead of scratching the ever-living shit out of it, you think it's kind of fun, too. It likes the vibrations you make when it pats you with its tiny hands. If only it wouldn't get strawberry jam on your nice white fur. Sticky. Perhaps it would like to smell your butt. When the little monster runs in circles, waving its hands in the air, with its mouth wide open, you go undercover. Finally, when you've had enough of its pawing blindly for you, you jump into the creature's crib. Bars can be wonderful things for keeping things in and out. Lick your whiskers with your tongue and wash your ears with your paws. Flick your tail back and forth while you wait for it to sleep. When it finally naps, you will sit in the window. People will pass across the street and down the beach. Birds will fly. Clouds will drift. Shadows will shift. The sun will set. The moon will rise. The stars will return. Waves will roll in and out. Your world will be much more peaceful when it's quiet.